Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men know who Christ is in a crisis. I like that. Real men know who Christ is in a crisis. Now, if you don't mind, I want to read a passage of scripture to you and then discuss it with you. Now, this is from the NASB version and translation of the Bible. This is found in Luke chapter 23, verses 33 through 48. Listen to this. When they came to a place called the Skull, there they crucified him. We're talking about Jesus here. And the criminals, one on the right and the other on the left. But Jesus was saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots, dividing up his garments among themselves. And the people stood by looking on. And even the rulers were sneering at him, saying, "If he saved others, let him save himself, if this is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up to him, offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Now there was also an inscription above him that read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there was hurling abuse at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other answered and rebuking him said, "Do you not even fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed are suffering justly for what we are receiving, what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he was saying, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise." It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness fell over the whole land until the ninth hour, because the sun was obscured, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last breath. Now when the centurion guard saw what had happened, he began praising God, saying, "Certainly this man was innocent." And all the crowds who came together for this spectacle, when they observed what had happened, began to return, beating their breasts. Now, this past week, I had a chance to hear a phenomenal speaker, former University of Tennessee volunteer defensive back Inky Johnson. He spoke at the Men's Ministry Network fundraising banquet. The Men's Ministry Network organization is an organization focused on discipling men and multiplying their impact for Christ. Now, Inky's football career came to an abrupt ending on one play that resulted in him losing the ability to ever play football again. But he didn't just lose the ability to play the sport he loved, but it cost him the use of his entire right arm. Now, in light of Luke 23 that I just read to you, so many times, like in Inky's case, you hear people, particularly men in sports, talk about how they want to be remembered when they finally leave the game they love and played as children. Athletes are asked by reporters, commentators, and prognosticators about what kind of legacy do you want to leave when you leave the game. Some reporters will even ask players, "Do you ever want your records to be broken?" And a lot of athletes don't want their records to be broken because of the fear of being forgotten or losing their place in the sport. But in Inky's case, his career ended before it could really even begin. But his testimony shows us that our legacy should not just be tied to the accomplishments, awards, and accolades we receive on a playing field or even in a boardroom, but rather based on the impact our character has made on others. In other words, a more important question to ask ourselves as men isn't how we want to be remembered at the height of our careers or our best moments, but rather how do we want to be remembered in a moment of crisis, the worst and the most challenging times of our lives. Because it's during these times that a man's character is shaped, defined, remembered, and recorded in history. Now, I believe it's during the worst of moments in our lives that the best, or sometimes the worst, of a man's character is truly revealed. Think about 9/11, Pearl Harbor, Hurricane Katrina, or whatever tragedy or thing that's gripped our country in history. Now, let me show you how this plays out in Scripture. See, when Jesus was being crucified on the cross, not only did we get to see his humanity as he cried out to the God of the universe, Jesus also revealed the nature of his true character, his true spirit. At his worst and most painful moment, being separated from the Father, he asked God to forgive his persecutors and even show compassion to a thief who asked Jesus not to forget him. And Jesus assured him that he would indeed be with him in paradise. And in the last display of his true character, Jesus' final words in verse 46, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." In his crisis, in his pain, in his suffering, Jesus' last words and his last breath brought salvation to two sinners, the sinner on the cross and the centurion guard in verse 47, who started praising God immediately after Jesus took his final breath. Now, my question to you warriors this week on The Real Men Check-In is, how do you want your character to be remembered in the moment of a crisis? Just look back at the different crises you've already survived to this point in your life, some of the most difficult challenges we've had to endure as men. Could it be for you, was it a divorce, infidelity, the death or loss of a loved one, or in Inky's case, the loss of a limb, the loss of a business, the loss of your reputation, bankruptcy, dealing with addiction to porn, alcohol, or drugs, a terminal illness diagnosis, a child who's turned his or her back on your faith, betrayal of a trusted partner, even church hurt? What's been your response in these situations? And what has it said about the God that you serve? Now, I don't know about you, but I have to constantly ask myself, does my response during these trials condemn my faith or convince others to walk stronger in theirs? Does my response draw people closer to Christ or cause them to resist him and doubt God's sovereignty? How will you be remembered? What kind of legacy will you leave? What kind of impact will your response to a crisis make on others? We're talking about your wife, children, co-workers, employees, congregation, team members, you name it. We know that a crisis reveals a man's true character, but real men never forget who Christ is in a crisis, and neither should you. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with others. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And guys, you know I love reading podcast reviews from our listeners, and here's one of them. This one is from R.A. Malone, and R.A. Malone writes, "Last weekend, I met Dr. Joe Martin, who introduced me to the Real Men Connect podcast. After listening to some of the podcasts, I am convinced that this is one of the best resources for men who desire a closeness with a hunger for God. The weekly devotional material sets you on the right track as you begin your week and really challenges men to go deeper in their walk with God. This is a blessing for me." Wow. Thank you, R.A. Malone. I really appreciate that. That really blesses me, man, that you left that review. Guys, each week I try to share a different one and I pick them randomly. So if you leave a review, who knows? I just may end up reading yours on the air. So go ahead, take about 30 seconds and go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's the best way to help us move up in the rankings and exponentially grow this podcast so we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. Guys, the last time I checked, I think we're now in 18 different countries where they're downloading our podcast. And if you'd rather drop us an email, you can do that too. Just email us at realmenconnect@gmail.com. And thank you guys so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, keep subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in his grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.